What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number three. Your favorite contest in the entire world is here. Silly Underdog Picks time. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday. Darren McFarland and Chase McCabe here live at Nissan Stadium as some of the players are starting to come out and warm up. Tennessee and Purdue set to kick off in a couple of hours. You can hear that game right here on these airwaves. Willie Donick is in, the commish is in Columbus, Ohio. Predators and Blue Jackets tonight at 6 o'clock. Elijah Campbell at the Hillside Medical Game Studios. Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders on the line with us. Chris, hope you had a good Christmas. How you doing?
Man, it's pretty good, man. I'm actually doing pretty good. Everybody doing all right?
It's like you had a little pep in your step today.
I like it.
Hey! I don't saw anything that happened in this past week, so once we talk about it, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm happy about your dog because it doesn't sound like you're kicking him these days. You're in a good mood today, so good for you.
No, he moved out. That's why I haven't kicked him yet.
He moved out.
Did he at least leave a note?
No, he just took the cookies and ran and said, I'm out, so I couldn't kick him.
Let's bring in the former quarterback, Kelly Holcomb, OC at Riverdale. Kelly, how was your Christmas?
It was good. You know, family here, everything was good, man. It was good.
Were you nice? Did you get gifts or some coal?
Yeah, I mean, you know how the dad is. I mean, everybody else gets the gifts. You get a few, but you know how that goes. And my wife absolutely loves Christmas. She throws up Christmas every year. So, I mean, the kids have got so many, you know, things going on. She puts so many things. Of course, she's calmed down a little bit with all the things around the house, you know. But it was good. It was nice.
Are you saying that maybe you rivaled Clark Griswold, you know, maybe your house with all the lights or no?
No, because I'm the one that puts those Christmas lights
on. Oh.
I'm definitely not comparing myself to Clark Griswold. No question.
Commish, this is where I turn things over to you. In your cheesy song.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the great state of Ohio, where
this is your
both Chris Sanders and Kelly Holcomb have spent many, many a day, an hour, of course, right here in Columbus, not far at all from the horseshoe where Chris Sanders once roamed for the Ohio State University.
Is there a statue or anything of Chris, anything that says he existed in Columbus at one point in his life? A plaque, anything, a certificate?
You know, I have not. We got in last night. I haven't gone over to the campus to investigate that. I do not know of one. There's not one outside of Nationwide Arena where the Blue Jackets play. But, you know, I think on the campus somewhere there might be a little nook where they are a shrine for Chris Sanders. I bet you I could find something.
Go to the track and field stadium, and you'll see a participation trophy with Chris Sanders' name on it. Guaranteed.
Chris, what building did you frequent the most for classes?
Did I do what?
What building did you frequent the most for classes?
He didn't frequent any of them. Remember, that was 1990 when I went to school. I can't remember. Dude, you just told everybody my age, man. I went to school from 1990. That's like almost 30 years ago.
Well, I had my money, so I just won because I had my money on Kelly saying, dude, he never went to class. I knew somebody was going to say it.
I didn't want to say that. But I was going to.
Well, we're going to send an investigative team over to the campus to see if we can find that participation trophy that Chris is talking about. But I do think he did a little more than participate. He did some fine things for the Buckeyes, for sure.
Thank you so much. Ohio State.
Yes. Yes, indeed. All right. This is your commissioner speaking, coming at you from Columbus for Silly Underdog Competition 2021, rounding up things. Of course, it'll go on to 2022. And this is brought to you, of course, by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Let's take a look at the online contest. Limited games to choose from. In fact, a lot of our audience now having to go a lot more for the pro games because there's just so few college games that fall into the window where we make our picks for the online contest at thegamenashville.com. So over 50% of the audience went with Ball State against Georgia State for one of the picks because that was one of the few college games on the docket. 44% had the Lions against the Falcons. And then the third most popular pick was the Bills against the Patriots, and that, of course, was a winner. The winner of the online contest this week, Nashville's own Cheryl Park, who got 20 points on the week and outclassed the field by 7 points. So congratulations to Cheryl. She gets the weekly prize. Now let's move on to the insider picks. It was quite the week. Because we know for a while now, if you've been following the competition, Darren McFarland has dominated a historically great season. But the race is heating up here for second place, as we'll explain. Chase McCabe started things off. He picked a bowl game that got canceled. He picked Hawaii, 8.5-point dog against Memphis. Chase was getting ready to spend his Christmas Eve watching out in Hawaii a team from the great state of Tennessee, and then it got whacked. No bowl game. So we allowed him to pick up Nevada, an underdog, and they got smoked as well, 52-24. So it really was a non-issue. So, Chase, that one just went south right from the beginning.
Say it, Chris.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it was. Swing and a miss.
It was. Then Darren McFarland continues.
Oh.
His success. He went with a bowl game that I'm telling you, just try to put it in context here. If Middle Tennessee or if, you know, let's say Middle Tennessee is playing Tennessee in a bowl game and whipped them, how much fun that would be for Middle Tennessee fans. UCF, a 6.5-point dog against Florida. I go back. I grew up in Orlando. I used to go to UCF games in the, it used to be called the Tangerine Bowl. It became the Citrus Bowl. They were Division II. They wouldn't have more than about 5,000 or 7,000 fans at a game. So that wasn't that long ago, even though I am getting old. But they moved to Division I. They've moved up, and now they're beating Florida in a bowl game. That would have been a pipe dream back in the 1980s. But they beat Florida 29-17. As we know, the SEC is having a few problems here in these bowl games. So Darren picks up another 6.5 points.
Oh.
Darren, that must have been nice for Gus Malzahn there.
I'm not saying anything anymore.
Good.
Darren, he's been chirped so often. He's trying to stay
Kelly
humble.
Kelly seems like he's in a little bit better of a mood this week. Though,
I know,
so
both
good.
Of them. I think this is like the first time I feel like they're not like they don't have sledgehammers out and, you know,
that's good.
Can of kerosene and a match.
I came on here today saying I'm gonna have a better attitude, but like now I'm starting to wonder, like, why are we still doing this?
Folks, it took 10 minutes and 36 seconds for Kelly Holcomb to say, why are we still doing this contest?
Why?
It's okay.
Well, the competition really is for second place, and that brings us to Chris Sanders, who started the week in a distant fourth. But he takes Texas Tech, a 9.5-point dog against Mississippi State. And not only did they win, they won 34-7.
Dominated.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Oh, that's why Chris is in a good mood.
Hey, I'm going to get second, man.
Chris Sanders picks up 9.5, a late charge. So
good
congratulations
pipes,
to the Red Raiders.
Good pipes. Nice singing. Good job.
So nice Mike Leach for Mississippi State, you talk about all or nothing. I think I saw the stat. They're 8-9 in bowl games, but they've had some huge eggs laid in some of these bowl games. So that was not a great way to end the season for Mississippi State. That put the SEC at the time 0-4 in bowl games. Kelly Holcomb then picked next. He went with West Virginia, a 5-point dog against Minnesota, kind of a dud bowl game. 18-6 was the final. The Golden Gophers win. 6 points? What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I started watching it, and then I turned it off because I'm like, yeah, they have no shot. So
recognizing a bad pick, but Kelly did come back strong with the Titans in his pro pick, a 3-point dog against the Niners. We know the story, a great second-half surge. The last-second kick by Randy Bullock, 2017 win over the 49ers. So Kelly does pick up three, and that's going to be important when we go over the standings here.
Great job. Now we come offensive linemen at, you know what I'm saying? Great job.
Yeah, that was a nice job. They survived. Then we get to Chris Sanders. He selected the Texans, as he has many times this season.
He did it again.
And Texans pull off the win. A 10-point dog against the Chargers. Hallelujah.
So that's why he's in a good mood.
That is amazing. Oh, I love to
sing it, Chris. Sing it.
Hallelujah.
Don't sing it. Hear that?
I feel like a gerbil, man.
You hear that? That was the sound of everybody turning their radio off.
Click, click, click.
Oh,
click,
boy.
Click, click,
yes.
Click,
so that, that'll allow me, Chris, to cross off the choir as any place where I might find your statue here on the campus of Ohio State. Yeah, I guess you were not in the choir.
Whew, I feel good. Okay. I'd love to win.
But Chris picks up two big wins, 19.5 points. And so that has changed his outlook. There we go to Darren. He went with the Lions, trying to take advantage of this little mini surge that Dan Campbell and the crew have been going on. They were right in it against the Falcons, but lost the contest. They were a 5.5-point dog in Atlanta. Arthur Smith got the win. You were on the right track there, Darren, but you can't win them all.
They covered.
They did cover. No points for a cover, but that is noteworthy. And then
depends
finally, Chase McCabe.
Depends on where you're talking about. You do get points for a cover some places. Just not this contest.
Not in this competition. But Chase then had the final pick. He went with the Dolphins, a 3-point dog against the Saints, and the misfortune of having his bowl game canceled, he made up for it with the fact that half of the Saints were out with COVID. 22 players not available. Dolphins took full advantage in one of the toughest games to watch on the season, honestly. It was the Saints just had, you know, they had the proverbial knife at the gunfight. Dolphins win it. Chase picks up three. So here are the standings, guys. Darren, 119.5, continues his great victory, his 20th win. But how about this? Chase maintains second place with that win with the Dolphins, 42.5. Kelly remains in third. He picks up 3 points to get to 40.5 with 10 wins. And Chris now back with second place in sight. He more than doubles his output with the two wins. He's 4-30 on the year, but he's got 33.5 points.
Oh, my
folks,
gosh.
We got a race for second place. He's only 9 points out of second.
You are never going to live this down. If he
catches me, I'm retiring.
Oh, my God.
If I come back and get y'all and get second, I'm calling the station every day.
I know you are. No, I have no doubt about that.
We believe you.
Hey, look, I'm not trying to be negative. I've already told you, but I don't care.
You will care if you don't get he finishes second.
No, I'm getting second. Ooh, it's gonna feel good. Love to win.
Kelly's back to his salty self again.
Yeah.
I don't care. At this point, I do not care. I mean, you got 119 points. Nobody cares about second place.
Man, I do. I do. Dangummit.
You go ahead. You go ahead and be that guy. You're the number
one. Now here, here's the other thing that. Can I get a little action here? This is what we call just trying to conjure up some excitement, some competition. Right now, Darren has 119 points. The rest of the field has 116.5. Do we have a little side bet that the three of you will overtake Darren before the season is over combined?
No.
That's unbelievable.
I don't think that's ever happened. A player has lapped the field. Like Darren, he has a chance to have more points than the other three competitors combined. But that was a big surge. You guys all scored big. Chris with 19.5. This could be a good race down the stretch. We'll find out when we make the picks in the next segment. Week 18 is coming up. We've got a limited slate of bowl games plus another week of pro games. Stay tuned. This is Silly Underdog Competition brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, it is time to make the picks for Week 18. Silly Underdog Picks brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. As we covered in the last segment, Darren McFarland, 119.5 points. The race is for second place. Chase with 42.5. Kelly, 40.5. Chris with the surge, 33.5. The picks for this week, we'll start with Darren McFarland. Chris Sanders picks second. Kelly in the three-hole. Chase has the wraparound picks, college first and then pro. So let's start off week 18 of the competition with the leader, Darren McFarland.
It's very limited in college, so let's go with our old buddy Herm Edwards.
I knew you were going to take that.
I'll take Arizona State tonight.
It's probably the best one on the board.
Arizona State is a 7-point dog in the Las Vegas Bowl as they take on the Badgers of Wisconsin.
We'll be getting another oops, I did it again tonight. Gosh, I don't like you anymore, Darren. I really don't. Tried my hardest.
That game tonight at, I'm guessing that's 9:30 Central Time on ESPN. Okay. So you can watch the Predators, and then Darren can get done with his coverage and flip on Herm.
Kelly's going to take North Carolina because they're down at the half. So I know he likes to pick games that already started.
Yeah, that is a tradition that Kelly started a few years ago, picking a game that's in progress.
I was going to ask if we could just go ahead and do that.
All right, let's go to Chris Sanders for the second pick.
That's my theme song, baby. Here we go. This is my pick. I'm going with.
Oh no, he's cutting out.
What'd I do?
You cut
you
out.
You took Rutgers?
No, I took Purdue over Tennessee. You? I love you. How can I count the ways? Purdue over Tennessee.
Purdue is a 7.5-point dog against Tennessee today in the Music City Bowl. Now, we have talked about this a lot. Purdue's got some key guys that have elected not to play. Why is the line only 7.5? I thought it might be a little higher there. No? Based on
as we were talking about the beginning of the game, or beginning of the show, it was 5.5 last night.
Yep. It's moved.
So it's moved, but I still would have thought it would start more like at 7.5 and go more like nine and a half.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know about the Big Ten, baby.
Okay, Chris, counting on the Boilermakers, and certainly they'd like to do better than the last time they played the Music City Bowl, where they got absolutely undressed by Auburn. All right, that brings us to Kelly Holcomb. Chris has the pick. He's going to try to keep the surge going. Kelly, meanwhile, trying to get back into second.
I don't like that rocky top.
Well, since Darren took everybody's pick, I'm tempted to just have y'all pick for me is what I'm tempted to do. This is ridiculous. There's really no other big games. You know, I don't think it'll happen, but, you know, just because it's, I think it's 7.5 points, I'll take Michigan, man. I'll take Michigan.
Michigan, as everybody knows, is in the Orange Bowl in one of the semifinals. It's the second game of the doubleheaders. They take on Georgia. The Wolverines are a 7.5-point dog against the Bulldogs, even though they're number two and Georgia's number three.
Yeah, let's go Big Blue.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think.
Hey, it's only 7.5. That's another one where it's like on paper you're thinking Georgia might be what people would perceive to be a bigger favorite than that, but we'll see. All right, back-to-back picks coming for Chase.
All right, my picks back-to-back. The answer is the same. Cincinnati. Give me the Bearcats. Give me the Bengals. Why not?
All right, Chase McCabe trying to hang on to second place. He's got a 2-point lead, trying to get the silver medal in the competition. Would that be your highest finish of all time?
Yes.
It would.
Yes,
be.
It would.
You've never had a silver before?
No, because right, I think the first year I finished third, and I think last year I was last.
Cincinnati, the Bearcats, in the first semifinal, Friday afternoon, a 13.5-point dog against Alabama. Cincinnati undefeated on the season. Can they hang with the Tide? We will find out. And then he'll stay in the city of Cincinnati, and he'll take the 9-6 Bengals, a 5-point home dog with the Chiefs coming to town. Very intriguing game and a game of interest to teams like the Titans, who are trying to catch the Chiefs. If everything falls right, the number one seed could be in play, especially if the Bengals win that game. All right, we move on to Kelly Holcomb for his pro pick.
Since this is not relevant anymore, it really doesn't matter. I'm just going to say something before I hang up on you guys is, can we get the commish? Can we start fining him maybe next year for how many times he says, this is your commissioner?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to say that the Cardinals beat the Cowboys.
Who do you pick?
All right.
Arizona.
The Arizona Cardinals are a 6-point dog as they travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Arizona trying to turn their season back in the right direction here. They have been reeling. The Cowboys at 11-4. That would be a nice turnaround if they can get that. All right, moving on. Chris Sanders, red hot. He's already picked Purdue. What has he got up his sleeve for the pros?
They say lightning don't strike in the same place, but I don't believe that. So I'm going with the Houston Texans 13 over the 49ers.
Let's go, baby boy. You know it, too. Let's go get that second place trophy. That doesn't even sound right, but I'm going to get it anyway.
The Texans are a 12.5-point dog.
Oh, 12.
As they take on the 49ers out in San Fran. Now, if they pull off that one, that would be something. Of course, the Texans played the Titans in the last game of the season. The Texans have got a little something going here. Davis Mills has been playing well. All right, we move on to Darren McFarland for the final pick of Week 18.
Steelers. 3.5.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. So, Darren, I know he was intrigued by my proposition here. Can he hold off? Can he have more points than the rest of the field combined? The Steelers are a 3.5-point dog as they take on the Browns. The Browns have lost some tough ones the last couple of weeks at 7-8. Steelers hanging on in contention, 7-7-1. It's like the loser is going to be put out of their misery in this game. They both fought and clawed and scratched to stay in it. So the Steelers at home, a 3.5-point dog against Cleveland. All right, let's review the picks for Week 18, presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Music, please. Darren McFarland takes the Arizona State Sun Devils, coached by the former contributor to our show, Herm Edwards, a 7-point dog as they take on Wisconsin in the Las Vegas Bowl. Chris Sanders, surging, winning 2 in a row, picking up more than double his points for the entire year, trying to stay hot, staying in town with the Boilermakers of Purdue. 7.5-point dogs against the Tennessee Vols at the Music City Bowl later today. Kelly Holcomb goes into the semifinals of the college football playoff and goes with the Michigan Wolverines, surging into the playoffs, 7.5-point dogs against the Georgia Bulldogs. And then Chase McCabe coming back, trying to hang on to second place. He's in that spot by 2 points. He'll go into the Queen City of Cincinnati for both picks. He'll take the Bearcats, undefeated, 13.5-point dogs against Alabama in the other semifinal of the college football playoff. Then he'll take the Bengals, a 5-point dog, playing at home against the AFC-leading Kansas City Chiefs, who have been on a tear. Then Kelly Holcomb comes back with the Arizona Cardinals, fading fast, trying to get right before the playoffs, a 6-point dog as they travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Then Chris Sanders comes back. They did him right last week, so he says, why not? Let's go with the Houston Texans, a 12.5-point dog, out in San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Then finally, Darren McFarland takes the Pittsburgh Steelers, a 3.5-point home dog against the Cleveland Browns. Steelers at 7-7-1, Browns at 7-8. Remember, you can play online. The weeks are waning. Try to win that weekly prize by going to thegame-field.com and make your picks Saturday before 10 a.m. Those are our picks for the Silly Underdog Contest presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Gentlemen, good luck.
Kelly, Chris, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
You guys. See y'all. Appreciate it.
See you in 2022.
No doubt.
Kelly Holcomb and Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. We'll come back. Pick six time. That's next. It is indeed pick six time. Final one of 2021. Sniffle, sniffle. Teardrop, teardrop. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Your last opportunity this calendar year to get involved in pick six. Remember, if you call in and make your picks, you will get two top shelves. Two top shelves. Our prize this week is?
Our prize
this Gin Blossom at Brooklyn Bowl,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes, a pair of tickets to see the Gin Blossoms at Brooklyn Bowl on Thursday, March the 10th.
Okay.
Oh, a little 90s action there.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So jump in there. By the way, you can still play along at thegame-nashville.com, but an opportunity for you to get a couple top shelves in there if you call in via the phone. Our time is limited the rest of this hour, so jump in there and we'll get to you quickly. With that being said, let's go to our Hillside Medical Game Studio. Elijah Campbell is standing by for the review.
All right. Well, I guess the theme for the review this week is Separation Saturday and Sunday for one Willie Donick. And we'll go ahead and see how he did that right now. Number one, Titans, Niners. Titans, 2.5-point dogs at home. And it indeed was the Mike Vrabel special. Points for Darren Willie and Chase for all taking the Titans. And that one, not only the cover, they won outright. More combined rushing yards. Titans and 49ers. Titans ended with 90 rushing yards. The 49ers with 83, 7 yards short. Points for all three of you again as you all took the Titans. All concurred on number one and two. Number three, more passing yards between Ryan Tannehill or Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo threw for over 300. He just also threw for a couple of key interceptions as well. Tannehill did not throw for over 300. Points for Willie and Chase for going with Jimmy G. Number four, the most hotly contested one of the entire week. Talked about it all week. Colts at Cardinals. Willie top shelfing his favorite team, the Indianapolis Colts. 2 points for Willie. No points for Darren and Chase. They top shelf the home team, the Cardinals. Jonathan Taylor, rushing yards, over under 99.5, over 1 point, under for 2 points. A lot of point chasing going on here as Chase and Darren both took the under. Willie went with the depleted offensive line for the Colts, but they still had Jonathan Taylor. The over hits, point for Willie. And lastly, Bills at Patriots, the Josh Allen revenge game here. They avenge their Monday Night Football loss as the Bills win in Foxborough. Point for Willie, no points for Darren and Chase. So the standings last week, Willie with a perfect 7 points. Chase behind with 3 points. Darren, the caboose this week at 2. Our overall standings look like this. Willie with 73 points, increasing his lead to 9 as Darren is in second at 64. And then just 9 points back behind Darren is Chase at 55. top shelves on the year. Darren now goes to 10-7 after his top shelf loss. Willie improves to 6-10 with his top shelf win with the Colts. And then Chase moves to 7-10 on top shelves this year after dropping the Cardinals game.
This is my fourth year, I think, in pick six, fourth season, and that's my first perfect week. I've never had one.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Pretty proud of myself.
We've all done it, but welcome to the club.
First time for everything.
What? All right, we're ready?
Number one.
We're going to start with Friday afternoon and evening's college football playoffs. After Friday, the national championship game will be Alabama versus Georgia for a point or any other combination for 2 points. Willie.
Okay. I'm going to go for the 1 point.
You're going Alabama and Georgia for a point.
Yep, I'm not feeling squirrely to chase the two here. I hope there's one good game out of the two. I think history has told us one of the games will probably get out of hand. But I think either way, I like the rematch. I think we'll see the rematch.
Okay. Chase.
Well, I just took Cincinnati and underdogs. So
you did.
I will. I'm not going to hedge. I'm going to stick with it. I will say that B. There'll be another matchup.
Okay, you go B. I will take Alabama versus Georgia for a point.
Number two.
Kansas City at Cincinnati. Bengals getting 5.5. Bengals getting 5.5. Willie.
I think the Chiefs are going to get some guys back. I think the Chiefs are just on a roll right now. I think it'll be a great challenge for them. I think they're going to expose the Bengals. I will take the Chiefs.
You're going to take the Chiefs. Chase.
Bengals.
I, too, will roll with the Bengals.
Number
plus the 5.5. The game here, where we are, Nissan Stadium. Dolphins, Titans. Need the game total for the listeners. Titans favored by 4.5.
Do we have any up-to-the-minute COVID updates? Is anybody coming off of the list? Do we know?
There's been stuff going on, but we were busy, so I haven't seen. I think the coordinator spoke today, and
but it's not till later in the day that you get the real scoop.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
David Long looks like he might come back, which would be nice.
There's a lot of hints about David Long. They just keep saying it's good to have him back practicing. But they seem to be talking about him a lot. I kind of feel like
I feel like he could be in there.
There's a real chance David Long's in there on Sunday.
I just think this is a get it done, Titans will find a way kind of game. I'm going to take the Titans.
Shane Bowen said the Titans will decide David Long's role in the next couple of days.
Okay.
So I still, once again, haven't seen any real news. So, Willie, who did you say you're taking?
Titans.
Titans minus 4.5. Chase.
Titans.
I, too, will take the Titans minus 4.5.
Number four.
More receptions. A, A.J. Brown. B, Jalen Waddle. Chase.
I will go with A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown. I will go with... Boy, this one's tough. I'm going to go with Waddle. Willie.
I'll take Jalen Waddle, and I'll take top shelf.
Oh. Oh, ready.
Alrighty.
Number five.
Yeah, Jalen Waddle is going to get three just by running jet sweeps. They're going to throw him the ball a ton. Waddle will get it.
Willie confident.
All right. Yep. First touchdown of the game. First touchdown of the game. Will it be from either a quarterback or a running back for a point? B, a wide receiver or tight end for a point? Or C, a defensive or special teams touchdown for 2 points? I will start it. And I will go with the quarterback or running back. Group A, Chase.
I will go with Group B, receiver or tight end.
Willie.
I will take Group B.
Number six.
Nobody going for the two.
Yep.
Browns and Steelers could be Big Ben's last ever home game at Heinz Field. Monday night. Pittsburgh getting 2.5. Pittsburgh getting 2.5. I'll start it. I'll go Steelers, and I'll go top shelf. Chase.
I'll take the Brownies.
Willie.
I would not. If you'd have told me the Steelers were favored, I would not have blinked an eye. I'm surprised the Browns are favored here. But I like Nick Chubb running against the Steelers. I'm going to take the Browns.
My top shelf will be the Titans.
Okay. There you go. Willie, do you need to roll?
I do need to skedaddle. And so, guys, I'll be watching. The Music City Bowl as it unfolds here very soon. And talk to you tonight from Nationwide Arena.
Sounds good. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
We will not have our normal scheduled program tomorrow. That's why we're doing Pick Six today.
Elijah and Caroline filling in for us tomorrow.
Yep. We will have our pregame for this game where we are. Nissan Stadium coming up right at the top at 1 o'clock. Remember, you can listen to Tennessee and Purdue on these airwaves, 94.9 and 93.3 Classic Hits.
Correct.
Probably won't hear the ending, my guess, on these airwaves because college football games never go just 3 hours.
No. We'll have to turn things over to Preds pregame at 5. So that's why we gave you the options of, that was one of my first things I did as program director. Said, hey, I'm gonna take 3 of our stations and put a football game on. So,
pretty big deal. Good crowd forming right now as we're a little bit more than an hour away from kickoff. And they are filling up all the way to the top. So I suspect this thing's got a real shot of selling out or at least getting really darn close.
How close do they have to be to call it that? Like to just say, hey, it's close enough. So
no, I don't think you're either sold out or you're not sold out.
Yeah. So I think it'll be sold out.
69, whatever. I see Scott Ramsey down there on the field.
Yep.
He is currently counting. He's just looking, counting 556, 557, 558.
See the is that the coaches meeting at center field? Or just representatives from both teams?
That does not look like
the
coaches.
No. I have not. I've been looking for Josh Heupel, but I haven't seen him. And Jeff Brom. Kickers are out. So, should be fun. Still got a little over an hour until kickoff. But I was telling you earlier, the quarterbacks were out in their hoodies and everything doing warm-ups. And Joe Milton came out earlier, was getting a little extra time as he was warming up. But yeah, I'm excited about this one. It'll be good to see a college football game in person because I thought about that this morning. I have not been to a college football game in a couple of years because of everything. So, obviously done the Titans, but I haven't seen UT play probably since the last time they were in this stadium.
Well, that's a really good point. I think I'm right there with you.
Tennessee decked out in the all-white with the orange socks, so I always like that look of going with the full white get-up.
South Carolina right now leading the Mayo Bowl over North Carolina, 32-21, with about a minute to go in the third quarter. Now, did I see this correctly? Was that a joke, or was that real that Mack Brown and Beamer said the winner or the loser gets mayonnaise dumped all over them?
The winner gets mayonnaise dumped on him.
Winner gets mayonnaise. Wouldn't that be why would the winner want to get I understand it's the Mayo Bowl, but shouldn't that go to the loser? Is that an honor to be dumped in mayo? I don't know.
I'm sure the, you know, eligible pool of mayonnaise baths is really, really small, but that might be the saddest mayo bath you've ever had that's ever existed on this planet if you take one after a loss to a 6-6 team in a bowl game.
Yeah. So was that real, or was that just them having fun?
Oh, it's happening. Yeah.
Oh, it's real.
Duke's Mayo Bowl Twitter account has been tweeting about it. They've been practicing the mayo dump. I forgot how many gallons are going to be in this. It's gonna be
is
involved.
It like a bucket? Is it a tub?
It's
going to
be like
it?
A bucket, and I've heard they're watering it down a little bit.
I was just saying, does that's
gotta water it down
where I was going with
because
this.
It's so thick.
Yes, yeah. Does mayo, can you, I mean, how long, do you have to sit there and wait as they shake and shake and shake and shake to get it to, I mean, it's not like it's, you know, ketchup would be one thing, but mayo is much thicker.
There's a scientific process behind it, and I'm sure Duke's crack staff has completely figured this out. All I do know is that they are watering it down a little bit to help with the flow of mayonnaise. Ooh. I know Mike Golic Jr. dipped an Oreo in some mayo during the broadcast.
Yuck.
Which sounds like a felony. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, why ruin a great item like an Oreo?
But there's a lot of mayonnaise involved in this game. A whole lot of mayonnaise.
One of the sideline judges doing his stretches. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, I would pass on the mayo because that just ruins your day. Like any of the post game stuff, I mean, you're just
going to
stink. Well,
that's why I was asking the winner wants that.
Yeah, no, I would.
I would think that's. I guess you can't insult the sponsor, right?
No, by saying, I know.
I think the loser deserves the mayo bath.
And here's the thing: somebody from Duke's Mayo thought it was a really good idea to do that, and it's like, no, it's really not. it's not at all. But whatever, we don't have to worry about that here.
Yeah, it's not our problem.
At the Transperfect Music City Bowl,
so 32-21, South Carolina. Wasn't North Carolina the pretty heavy favorite?
10 points at kickoff.
Well, well, well. It's closing time for the third hour. We are going to exit stage left for the third hour and for the normal Darren Donick and Chase show because we're going to kind of keep things rolling here with us. But you're going to hear from Jeff Brohm. Vince Ferrar is going to stop in here. We're going to get the Tennessee perspective, any late scratches. Lot more coming. You never know who's going to pop in.
I know.
You just never know. So we will come back with our pregame show for the Music City Bowl. We will do that next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind. and dog-friendly activities, it'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.